On Thursday, the 2nd, we responded to the 1100 block of Biddle for a warrant service. Typically, we'll get a warrant service and we'll send a couple of officers to a house to serve that warrant. But we had also had several complaints about that residence possibly selling narcotics. So once officers arrived on scene, they contacted multiple subjects at that location. Based on an initial investigation, they got enough to go into that residence on a search warrant. And after all was said and done, several people were arrested, and approximately just under 800 grams of synthetic marijuana was found in that residence, along with some stolen property and some potential stolen property.
I don't know whether you want to take a stab of how many different cases might be associated with the stolen property, and or whether you don't know where these items came from.
Well, at this time, we do know that where one item came from. It came from a burglary back in April. However, the other ones are still being investigated. You know, with a lot of times when we take burglaries, people do not have their serial numbers to turn into us for their burglary, and that makes it a little harder to identify items when they are recovered.
One of the seven that was arrested also is accused of having gang activity?
Yes, he is a known gang member.
Was the gang activity associated then with the alleged drug sales?
Unknown.
I also understand there was some cash seized as well?
Yes, there was cash seized, and it is believed to be proceeds from the illegal narcotic sales.
I also noticed that CPS was also notified because of the potential of children in this house where this all took place?
Yes, it is our standard procedure to call Child Protective Services when we have knowledge that there is drug activity going on in that house and there are kids that do live there. So we make sure that CPS is aware of that.
And then you mentioned at the outset that there were some complaints received by the police department, again, giving a shout-out to those who are making these observations that whenever they think there is something suspicious going on, you all really want to know about it.
Yes, we do. I mean, if you see that there's a lot of traffic going to a house and they're there for, you know, very short lengths of time and it's all hours of the day or night, or it's usually sometimes it could be just during specific hours, and it brings enough concern to you that there might be something illegal going on, please let us know and, you know, give us a call. Tell us exactly what you're seeing and be specific as possible, because that helps us in our investigation.